From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County offices will be closed Wednesday as part of the National Day of Mourning, marking the death of former President George H.W. Bush. Federal offices are closed that day. Most schools in the county will remain open. Some that will be closed are in Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District. A Lolita woman was killed in a crash on U.S. Highway 101. Authorities say 48-year-old Donna Shrewry was passing another vehicle in wet conditions when she lost control of her vehicle. Her car left the roadway and hit a tree. She was pronounced dead at the scene. One of Drury's two children is a student at Fortuna High School. An arrest in a Monday morning shooting in Arcata. Police have been called to Foster Avenue and Heather Lane. And while en route, officers advised that there was one shooting victim on the scene. Witnesses also said some of the involved parties were taking off in a pickup. Officers located a truck matching the description provided by those witnesses traveling eastbound on Foster Avenue. A high-risk traffic stop initiated. Three men were detained without incident. Officers located the male shooting victim, a white man in his 20s, in an apartment on the 2100 block of Heather Lane. Officers learned a verbal altercation had occurred between the two groups of residents. During the altercation, one of the involved parties got his rifle and began shooting at the other group, striking one of them. Search warrants were obtained. A rifle was located in the pickup. Officers arresting 20-year-old Matthew Allen Ramsey of Arcata for attempted murder. He was transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. There will be a dedication for the Corporal Rich Schlesinger Memorial Highway sign on Friday at the Lolita Fire Hall. On September 7, 2015, he lost his battle with cancer. He served in law enforcement for more than 22 years, beginning his career as a deputy sheriff in Siskiyou County before returning home in 1995 to work for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. It's a stunning visual sign of the season. You can view Eureka's free live nativity, animals included, on Friday and Saturday. The dates, December 21st and 22nd, from 6 to 8 p.m. There are seven different scenes that you can view from your car while listening to a recorded narrative. There's a second option. You can walk through the nativity with a written script in hand. The route to follow, take Booner Street, then turn south onto K Street, turn right onto Carson, then right onto J Street, ending up at 2500 J Street. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.